Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You're listening to the School of Client Attraction. Markwell Russell is the founder of Client Attraction University, a marketing consultancy helping you attract clients on autopilot and scale your business while working 50% less. Quick disclaimer, a side effect of listening to the show is more clients, more profits, more freedom, and more impact in your business. Now, here's your host, Markwell Russell.
Hey, what's up, my friend? Markwell Russell here, the King of Client Attraction. Welcome to this brand new episode of the School of Client Attraction podcast, right? So what I want to share is, if you know anything like me, like, I pretty much probably order a new book maybe every other day because there's so many of them to read. Every time somebody I respect recommends a book, I order it. So my bookcase is crazy. My audiobook collection is crazy. But I love books. I love learning. I love growing. But the biggest thing is, like, how do you read them all? So one of the things, I'm going to share with you a couple different strategies. One thing I would recommend is reading the book called How to Read a Book. So yes, there is a book called How to Read a Book. And it actually breaks down how to read a book the most effective way. And it breaks down different ways of how to do it. Because here's what I found. Most books don't deserve to be 200 or 300 pages, right? Most books don't deserve to be read from cover to cover, right? So when you read a book, I look at a book as like a buffet, right? You go, you get what you're going to eat, and then you leave the rest. And that's typical with a book. Typical with a book, if I go in and I'm looking for like one or two nuggets, I get that, I'm done with it. I used to feel like I have to complete this whole book from cover to cover. That's because kind of how we program. But in reality, you get one or two nuggets, and that's just a typical on a few pages. And the rest of the pages was just like story, you know, just kind of selling you on the idea. And then later on, it gets to the concept. But I want to get right to the meat and potatoes. So a couple of things. I read the How to Read a Book, and I implement that process. Number two is I implement that process, right? And then number three is I do a lot of audiobooks. So I do audiobooks. And one thing I love about audiobooks, when I listen to audiobooks, I listen to them at 2x the speed. And then after each book, I take some notes. I take my takeaways and I put them into my Evernote file so I can go back to it when need be, right? One thing I also do is I like to teach concepts. So if I learn a concept, I'll teach it to somebody, like on my team or something like that. Because when you teach it, not only does this person learn, but you also learn as well by you teaching. So I teach that concept. I can teach it in the podcast or even to one of my kids or somebody on my team or whatever. That helps me retain information as well, right? And again, like I said, with audiobooks, it shows you that how much of a book actually shouldn't even be read, because you listen to this audio and you're like, okay, one or two nuggets, boom, you're good to go. And I listen to them at 2x the speed. You drop some notes in there and now you're like, okay, what did I get from that book? All right, boom. And then you go implement it. Because you don't really learn anything until you implement anyway. So do that. Look at your books as like a buffet. It's not about reading the whole thing from cover to cover. Take what you're going to eat, get it, go ahead and implement it. I will implement audiobooks and I listen to them at 2x the speed. And a lot of people are like, 2x the speed? How's that possible? But think about it. When we listen to music, music is typically like sped up, right? And our brain retains it. We memorize the songs and all that good stuff. So those are a few simple strategies that you can go about reading more books. My goal right now is consistently doing 4 books a month, doing that consistently. And another thing I do is, like, sometimes I'll get the audiobook and the physical book, and I'm listening to the audio as I'm reading the physical book, or I'm just listening to the audio. And then when I hear something, I'll go to the book and, you know, make notes or whatever the case may be. Okay. So it's very few books that are actually worth reading from cover to cover. And they got tons and tons of, you know, markers and so forth. And of course, with those, you can actually kind of get both of them. So those are a few different strategies that you can go about reading more books and actually retaining the info. Thank you so much for checking out this episode. Have a phenomenal day, because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
This is the podcastfactory.com. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.